Welcome to the Align with Anna podcast. My name is Anna Ortiz Aragon, CEO and founder of Align with Anna. I am a Reiki master, a sound healer, and soulful entrepreneur. And my goal is to empower and inspire my fellow soulpreneurs to create massive impact and influence with their soul-driven businesses. All of my besties, all of my clients are business owners. They're all about the magic, all about the holistic healing, and we're here to turn up together. So please tune in, maybe grab a notepad, and we're gonna get it going. I love you all. Have a wonderful day and enjoy this episode. Hey, Soul Fam, how's it going? I want to invite you to join my texting community. The number is 415-548-7236. I'm from the Bay, so we got the 415, and then the rest of it is 548-7236. The number is also in the description of this podcast and on the homepage of my website, www.alignwithanna.com. So essentially, I discovered this early 2021, and I was like, yo, you know what? I see these business owners and these influencers having these texting communities. Let me see what this is all about. I actually learned about it on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the plug. If y'all don't know about Clubhouse, also download that app. So you're gonna shoot me anything you want. You can say hi, you can say, yo, what's up, it's Anna. You can say, yo, how's it going? Regardless, send me something and you will be subscribed to the texting situation. And it will be real text from me. Like literally you confirm and you acknowledge that data and message rates may apply. But then after that, it's all me. It's audio, it's links to my favorite resources, it's gifts, it's memes, and it's basically just anything that I feel called to share. My membership ladies, the Oracle Lounge girls, are gonna get their own thread. My organizing declutter course are gonna get their own thread. My mastermind ladies are gonna get their own thread. And then there's just gonna be one for all of us to just kick it, you know? I love you guys, so please shoot me a text, 415-548-7236. Love y'all. Hello, beautiful soul fam. My name is Anna Ortiz Aragon, and this is the first ever energy forecast for May 2021. So each month, the first podcast of the month will be an energy forecast to really help us settle and understand what's in the stars and what's in the air for us at this time. So May 2021 is a big month, y'all. 2021 period is a 5 year. How we get the five in numerology is 2, 2, 1. So 2021, 2 plus 2 plus 1 equals 5. Okay. So the 5 in numerology represents change. So if you ever look at the clock and you see 555, know that the angels, the guides, your ancestors, your higher self are letting you know that there's a lot of change going on. And think about where 5 lies on the number line. So it's halfway to 10, right? So that means that the seeds have already been planted and you are beginning to see change in your internal and external environments. So 5 means it's working and you are moving forward. Big deal, okay? So May is also a 5 month, right? Like 5 May. And we just had a major portal actually, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2021. And it was 555. So this basically means that we are collectively going through some major shifts. So this could mean financial shifts. So maybe you are changing your financial situation or the universe is supporting you in your intentions to change that. Perhaps you are changing your internal environment. Maybe you are doing a lot of spring cleaning lately. Maybe you're cleaning up your business processes and systems. Maybe you're cleaning up and recommitting to your spiritual practice or your somatic healing. Are you getting back in the gym? Are you stretching more often? Are you changing the way you eat and fuel your body? These are beautiful, beautiful things. Also, like, who are you hanging out with? Are you changing your family patterns? Are you changing how you communicate with your parents or your children or your lover, your husband, your partner? Are you changing like who you hang out with, who you associate with? Like, basically, May is like go time, go time, go time. I'm changing what I need to change to get where I want to be. And Corona last year, 2020, was a 4. So the 2 plus the 2 equals 4, right? 4 is all about foundations, systems. Okay, so last year was really bringing to light all of the change that we needed in our systems, in our healthcare system, in the government, in policing, in freaking like everything, jobs, like school, you know, like literally 2020 brought all of that shit to light. And 2021 means after we had this year of marinating collectively, that we are ready for this change, you know, but we needed to see all of those things first. And now we are able to create new habits, create new mind shift, paradigm changes, and essentially hop timelines. And when you do time traveling, you are basically tuning into the frequency of where you want to be. Okay. Like, is your frequency low? So you're like chilling in the past, or you're not really moving anywhere, you're kind of stuck and stagnant, or you vibing high. High frequency means that you are attractive, you are magnetic, and the phone calls, the job opportunities, the travel plans, the partnerships are a gravitational pull towards you, okay? So when we want something, we have to think about the vibe that that thing is at, right? So eliminating the low vibe things are going to help you get there. So eliminating the food that's low vibe, right? Like microwave food has basically like zero nutrition. Okay. Cut that shit out. Enough is enough. It's 2021. You know, fast food, fried food, a lot of that shit cooks the nutrition out of it. And it's like, yes, you can have French fries when you want to, but don't make it like a daily or weekly situation because it is affecting your vibe. Like, to be the most vibrant, we want the most nourishment as possible. Also, intellectual nourishment. Are you listening to podcasts that fuel you, that light you up? Are you engaging in interesting conversations with your family and friends? Are you creating really cool shit in your business or just as a hobby, right? Like, not all of us are business owners, but we want to create cool shit. Okay, so more about the energy. So we got a lot of fives going on. Also, if you look at the universal month, one of my favorite podcasts is the Numerology Chick. She says that May is a 1 month, and how she gets the one is that it's 2021, which is a 5, right? Plus May. So the year plus the month, 5 plus 5 equals 10. So you simplify it to 1. So yes, there's a lot of change, but it also means go full speed ahead. 1 is the winner. Think about Aries. Aries is the number 1 zodiac sign. They are the warrior. They come out swinging. Muhammad Ali, the winner, the champion, competitive, very talented, and really don't need nobody. Like, you can win all by yourself. So that's the energy. So take the steps you need to take to make these changes in your life. You are supported, and it's changing regardless. So if you have a lot of like even numbers in your numerology or a lot of fixed signs in your zodiac, it might be a little bit hard for you to embrace the change. But hey, breathe, ground, go outside, sit in the grass, sit next to a tree, listen to the birds, go to a park, go for a hike. You're going to feel so much better. And this change will be infinitely easier for your nervous system and for your like physical system. Like, we are upgrading so quickly right now that our DNA is like changing. Like, we are no longer able to tolerate the old shit that we used to tolerate, whether it was food, whether it was alcohol, or just like habits, you know, gossip, like comparison, you know, like low vibe things, you know, not working out. Let me just grab the baby real quick. Okay. I'm going to grab the baby. We're going to continue.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, fam. Thanks for rocking with me. This is the mom life. Okay. So next, what we're going to talk about is the zodiac. Okay. So right now we are in Taurus season. Taurus is slow and steady wins the race. So even though we got a lot of change in the air for May, Taurus is going to happen until like the 20th, 21st, 22nd. So usually the zodiac sign is like the 20th to the 20th or a couple days, give or take. So we are in the middle towards end of Taurus season. So Taurus is the bull. And think about, they're very slow and steady. Sometimes a Taurus is really slow and pretty stagnant. You know, they, like, my cousin is a Taurus, and like when he gets ready to go out, I'm like, he is so slow. He's like a molasses, a snail stuck in molasses. And I'm like, bro, like, do you need to take a nap first? Like, what's going on? So Taurus season is all about the body, right? Feeling really good, eating really good food, nourishing yourself. They like the finer things in life. Taurus is ruled by Venus. Venus is the planet who is like the love goddess, romance, but also luxury and riches. So she loves to spend money on beautiful shit, take herself out to dinner, dress up nicely, and, you know, get very sensual. So having some really great time in the bedroom, massage. You know, I got a mani-pedi for the first time in a while, and that was super Taurus-y. It was really beautiful. And the shadow side, or the, you know, the yin to the yang of the Taurus energy is stubborn, right? So think about a bull, like a stubborn bull. Like, they might take a while to get mad, but once they're angry, they are a raging bull. And so just kind of being aware of like any arguments that might arise in this time, like slow and steady, take it easy, take it easy. Everything's gonna be okay. Also really a great time to be in your body. So working out, going for walks, nature, all of that is really beautiful. And then, so the second half of the month is gonna be Gemini season. So that's like the 20th, 21st, 22nd is when we switch into the next sign every single month. So me, yo girl, is a Gemini sun and midheaven. My sun and my midheaven are right next to each other. So your midheaven is basically like your calling in your life. So what you're gonna wanna do is look at your birth chart and see where your midheaven is, and if you have any Gemini placements, okay? Or you can do the same with Taurus, and it's gonna be like whatever house that's in or whatever planets you're next to is gonna be the spin on your particular life. So the house is like the area of life that this is gonna affect. So look at where Taurus is in your chart. Is it in the first house, the second house, the third house? And then Google that house, like Taurus in the fourth house, Google it, you know? And then same thing for Gemini. You could be like, okay, so my Gemini is in the ninth house or the first house, Google it. See where that's gonna affect you. And if your Gemini is next to any other planets, that's gonna give you some insight as well. So my Gemini in midheaven, for example, is my sun. Sorry, my sun is in Gemini. So I have my sun and my midheaven conjunct, which means they're right next to each other. So my personality, what I allow the world to see, is very Gemini, but also my midheaven, my calling, is Gemini, which is very much the entrepreneur, social event host, retreat leader, like the one who organizes people together, very community oriented. Also very much intellectual. Geminis love to learn, very social. So it makes sense that Geminis are the ones to start off the summer. Am I right? Am I right? Right? Okay, so Gemini, it's like June, graduation, you know, float trips, going to the beach, like vacation, very Gemini. So Gemini is gonna go from like the 20th, 21st, 22nd of June until July, and then we go into Cancer. So the month of May, it's a lot of rest, a lot of gardening. You can plant those seeds. You know, people say to bring your house plants outside around Mother's Day, which is this Sunday. Mother's Day is in Taurus season. 420 is in Taurus season. Like, come on, you guys. All about taking really good care of yourself, getting into your body, loving on your peeps, okay? And then we got Gemini, which is the social butterfly. And the theme is change here. The theme is change and taking initiative with that change. That's the one. The five and the one is supporting you. Like, full speed ahead on whatever changes you think you need to make, do it. Okay, fam? So every month for my energy forecast, which is going to be the first week of the month, I'm going to give you guys some journal prompts. And if you're not really into writing, go ahead and do a tarot spread. Do an oracle card pull. So you got choices. Gemini is all about two, like the two twins. Choices. Make a choice. You know, there are multiple paths and multiple truths and multiple realities. So whatever speaks to you, we have choice. We have sovereignty and choice in our life and free will. So Gemini is all about embracing that. Okay, so the first one is going to be, where am I resisting change? Where am I resisting change? Okay, think about it. Number two, how am I taking charge? How are you taking charge in your life? Okay, whether it's health, whether it's business, whether it's, you know, self-accountability, taking charge of your own emotions and behavior. What are you taking charge of? It's that time. And then number three, how can I better support myself during this transition? So given this 5555 Cinco de Mayo 2021 turn up, how can I better support myself during this time of transition and change? So for me, sleep, okay? I'm committing to napping a lot, okay? Sleep. Nature is crucial for me. I love to do salt baths. Himalayan salt is really great for your energetic body. Epsom salts is great for your muscles, but Himalayan or table salt is great for your energy. Yes, how can you better support yourself? Yes, fam. Okay, so that is the May energy forecast. Please let me know. Shoot me an email, info@alignwithanna.com, or just respond, you know, respond on this YouTube post, okay? I'm building my YouTube channel. This is my change, okay? This is my change. I'm changing a lot of things in my business. I'm changing how I show up. I'm changing my frequency. I'm changing my routines and habits to give you guys my energy more often. So you know, why would you want to work with Anna one-on-one? Because she's hella cool and she'd be doing all this cool shit and I learn from her all the time, okay? All right, I love you guys. So if you're interested in working with me, we have one-on-one options, we have a membership, and we have sessions, some healing sessions, okay, y'all? So I love you, and please visit my website for any questions, www.alignwithanna.com. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm at these days. I'm only doing Instagram and YouTube. Align with Anna. You'll see me. It's me and my baby in the profile pic. Okay, I love you guys. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Have a beautiful rest of the month, May, and a beginning to Gemini season. It's my birthday coming up, so we're going to be talking about that. I love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Check out the show notes for any resources and go to my website, declutterwithanna.com, to stay in touch, follow me, email me, and I would love it if you guys would rate and review this podcast and share with a friend. Thank you guys. See you next time.